Falvey.
Welcome to Soundcheck, our weekly program that explains Czech phrases. This week's idiom is a bit hard to explain grammatically, though, even for Czechs. Listen out for the first phrase of this song by the underground psychedelic group DG307. Kdo z koho?
Kdo z koho? Kdo z kým? Kdo proti komu? Kdo sám? To je ten. Kdo ví?
To je ten. Who wins? Who with whom? Who against whom? Who on their own? It's a mystery. Who knows? A helpful song for learning the declensions of the word who, except that the first one doesn't seem to make much sense. Kdo z koho? Who wins? Don't think too hard about it if you want to keep your idea of Czech as a logical, law-abiding language. Czech has its anomalies, like any language, and this is one. Look for Kdo z koho on the internet and you might find as many discussions on its origin as you will actual usages, especially if you exclude its popular use as a film and book title. As Pavel Zajíček of DG307 sings, Je to tajemné, it's a mystery.
Kdo z koho? Kdo s kým? Kdo proti komu? Kdo sám?
The explanation is that kdo z koho has an archaic preposition, s, that used to use the fourth accusative case and only survives in a few rare phrases. Dáme si závod a uvidíme kdo z koho. Let's race and we'll see who wins. Another of those rare phrases is on není sto, a way of saying he doesn't have what it takes or he isn't up to the task. Same problem here. Sto is an impossible declension that makes no sense in any other context. There are lots of mysterious grammatical hlavolami, literally headbreakers, in Czech, and asi nejsem sto to vysvětlit, I'm probably not up to explaining them. But don't let them throw you for loops. You usually can rely on the beautifully systematic logic of Czech.